and sitting down by Dorian Gray, took both his hands in his own and held them tightly. "Dorian," he said, "my letter, don't be frightened, was to tell you that Sybil Vane is dead." A cry of pain broke from the lad's lips, and he leapt to his feet, tearing his hands away from Lord Henry's grasp. "Dead? Sybil dead? It is not true! It is a horrible lie! How dare you say it?" "It is quite true, Dorian," said Lord Henry gravely. "It is in all the morning papers. I wrote down to you to ask you not to see anyone till I came.